This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reviews election security in Lumbini province, urges peaceful and fair election. With 11 days remaining for the polls, Election Commission intensifies voter awareness drive to reduce invalid votes. Authorities allow 2 hours for essential activities in Rohtak as indefinite curfew continues. And Iran blames terrorists for protest killings as international concern grows. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed authorities to make full preparations to ensure the March 5 House of Representatives election is conducted in a free, fair and peaceful manner. During her visit to Lumbini province yesterday, Prime Minister Karki assessed the overall election atmosphere, including preparations and security arrangements at a province-level integrated security meeting held at the Midwest Division headquarters in Butwal. She instructed district-based security committees to promptly identify election-related challenges, classify polling stations based on risk levels, and implement an integrated security strategy accordingly. Polling stations in the province have been classified based on risk levels, with security arrangements made accordingly. Officials identified the open border areas and remote geography as key challenges along with communication and logistical concerns. Meanwhile, during her visit to the province, the Prime Minister also offered prayers at the Mayadevi Temple in Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha. Prime Minister Karki was received by Deepak Shrestha, Member Secretary of the Lumbini Development Trust, who briefed her on the Lumbini Master Plan and ongoing activities. With 11 days remaining before the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has intensified its nationwide voter education campaign to make the polls more participatory and reduce invalid votes. The Commission has deployed one voter education volunteer in each of the 6,743 wards across 753 local levels from February 15 to March 1st. Volunteers are visiting communities and households using sample ballot papers to inform voters about the importance of voting rights and proper voting procedures. At the same time, the Commission said it is closely monitoring the spread of misinformation, disinformation and hate speech in violation of the Election Code of Conduct. The Information Ethics Promotion Unit under the Election Information Dissemination and Coordination Centre has been activated to address such activities in coordination with regulatory bodies. So far, 290 individuals accused of producing or disseminating harmful content have been referred to the Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police under the Electronic Transactions Act 2063. Additionally, 11 cases have been referred to the Nepal Telecommunications Authority, 65 to the Press Council Nepal, and 1 for action under the Advertisement Regulation Act 2076. The Central Security Committee has decided to further tighten and strengthen security arrangements for the upcoming polls. The meeting, chaired by Home Minister Om Prakash Arial at Singha Darbar yesterday, reviewed the overall security situation and election preparedness. According to Home Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle, security chiefs informed the meeting that all agencies are operating under an integrated election security plan with personnel mobilization and management underway accordingly. The committee further agreed to maintain heightened security in the coming days. The meeting also reviewed disputes and incidents reported during the election campaign and decided that anyone involved in unlawful activities would be dealt with under existing laws. Meanwhile, Home Minister Arial expressed confidence that the March 5 election will be held in a peaceful and fearless environment. During the inspections of polling stations in Kathmandu and Makwanpur yesterday, Minister Arial said all political parties are expected to cooperate to ensure a secure atmosphere. Authorities have relaxed the indefinite curfew in Gaur municipality of Rautarhat district for 2 hours this morning, allowing residents to carry out essential activities between 6:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. The district administration office said the curfew will resume from 8:30 a.m. until further notice. Chief District Officer Dinesh Sagar Vusal clarified that while urgent daily tasks are permitted during the relaxation periods, gatherings, meetings, rallies and processions remain strictly prohibited. The curfew was imposed at 1 p.m. yesterday following a dispute between members of the local community. Although the situation is currently reported to be under control, authorities said the order has been continued to prevent any possible escalation. Officials have warned that legal action will be taken against those violating the curfew and have urged residents to cooperate in maintaining peace and order. The first meeting of the Nepal-Portugal bilateral consultation mechanism has concluded in Lisbon, marking a step forward in strengthening diplomatic and economic ties between the two countries. Held at Portugal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Friday, the meeting agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, culture, education and science and technology. Both sides reviewed overall bilateral relations, including political, economic and consular matters, and also discussed climate change as well as regional and multilateral issues of mutual interest. The Nepali delegation was led by Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, while the Portuguese side was headed by Dr. Ana Isabel Javier, Secretary of the State of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation. Nepali Ambassador to Portugal Prakash Mani Paudel described the meeting as an opening new possibilities for deeper engagement between the two nations. The Nepal-Portugal bilateral consultation mechanism was established in 2018 to promote regular dialogue and cooperation between the two countries. The Armed Police Force, APF, won the National Women's Football Championship defeating Tribhuvan Army Club 2-1 in the final held yesterday at Thoruhat Stadium in Gaighat. According to the tournament organization, according to the tournament organizer, All Nepal Football Association ANFA, Geeta Rana and Menuka Nagarkoti scored for APF, while Jennifer Rana netted the only goal for the army. The championship began on February 13 with 10 participating teams and followed a knockout format. FIFA provided financial support for the tournament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions remain high in Iran following last month's nationwide protest, with conflicting reports over the number of deaths and ongoing unrest among students and families of victims. The Iranian government has blamed terrorists for killings, releasing a list of 3,117 people, including around 200 security personnel, whom it describes as victims of a terrorist operation. Citing Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, Al Jazeera reported those disputing the figures should provide evidence, reiterating previous claims that some were armed and supported by the US and Israel. Meanwhile, international concern is rising as the US has increased its military presence near Iran, and US President Donald Trump has indicated that a limited strike is possible if nuclear negotiations do not yield a deal. Situation remains volatile with heightened security, student protest and ongoing international diplomatic efforts underscoring the continuing unrest and uncertainty in Iran. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the Himalayan region of the country and partly cloudy conditions in the remaining hilly regions, with the Tarai region likely to have mainly fair weather today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Bagmati provinces, and at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces today. Likewise, mist or fog is likely during the morning hours in some places of the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 21 and 23 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reviews election security in Lumbini province, urges peaceful and fair election. With 11 days remaining for the polls, Election Commission intensifies voter awareness drive to reduce invalid votes. Authorities allow 2 hours for essential activities in Rautahat as indefinite curfew continues. And Iran blames terrorists for protest killings as international concern grows. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. Visit our website for detailed and more news. Stay tuned. Have a good day.